This is episode number 2182 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, March 30th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
It's Hollywood Week on American Idol and Judge Katy Perry, who seemingly has done it all, including fainting while pregnant.
Yeah.
And having a wardrobe malfunction, has done it again.
She's done it again. Hey, you know what I love? It's not a story about Will Smith. I love this. This is awesome. That's all I've heard about for the last 48 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
Kid Lord, when we named it, we named it the slap heard around the world before anybody else did. We did it. We did. We said it before anybody else did. Now everybody else is taking our stuff. They're stealing our stuff. And then all I can do is
the slap.
But
did we?
We did. We were first. We were here first.
You know what? Whatever floats your boat. Whatever blows your skirt up. Hey, last night, she live posted about...
I'm not wearing a skirt. And if I am, I'm commando. You're welcome.
I didn't doubt that whatsoever. Woo! Last, stay away from any fans. Well, please. Monday night, she live posted about her ripping good time on Idol while belting out Teenage Dream on Monday night's episode. She split her pants in spectacular fashion. Spectacular.
Katy has wardrobe malfunctions with her butt. I remember back a few years ago when she went to Raging Waters. And she'd gone down one of the slides and she was with friends and her bottoms kind of came off. In the pool, and somebody got a picture of it.
Oh.
Right at the height of her, you know, career. And she said, I don't know, I'm pretty proud of that ass. She's good about that kind of stuff. Yeah. She doesn't get all.
Now, fittingly, she was singing about her skin-tight jeans when her red leather trousers ripped wide open.
Oh, there you go with life imitating art. Right there. Right
and there,
there
she goes.
Katy.
Can I get some tape?
Tape my butt.
Who wants to do it?
I do. I'll make no bones about that.
So several strategically placed strips of bright yellow gaffer tape later, Katy's pants were almost as good as new.
Almost as good as new. Yeah. Well, I think it's great. I have not been watching Idol, but I caught a little bit of it Sunday after the Oscars, believe it or not. They had a little recap episode. And I'm thinking like, boy, there's some talented kids on this year.
There are. There
really
are.
I think we should be watching that, keeping an eye on it.
I love America.
It's the crap out of Dancing with the Stars. I mean, Dancing with the Stars
now,
is cool,
be careful,
I guess.
Because there's fighting words for a lot of people on that one.
I know. I'm sorry. Cards and Letters. Dancing with the Stars. I think you will agree with me. Dancing with the Stars was better before Tyra Banks. Would you agree with me? I think everybody would agree with me. Pre-Tyra, Dancing with the Stars, way better.
The Tom Bergeron years?
Tom Bergeron. Bring back Tom, by golly.
And which one of the judges?
It wasn't one of the judges that left. It was Erin Andrews who left. She was the color commentator.
Bruno's still there, right?
Bruno is still there, I believe, yes.
Okay. Carrie Ananaba?
I believe so.
And the other one.
Lynn, I don't think is there anymore. I think he...
See, that's a judge.
But I don't know. We're in between seasons.
I just remember working when I was working in the hospital.
That was a big thing.
Oh, my gosh. Because I worked the night shift.
Dancing with the Stars night. Everybody, shh.
You could have heard a pin drop in the hallway. But you heard the same thing going down the hallway.
Oh, man.
I need some theme music, please.
Theme music?
Uh-huh.
What kind of theme music do you need?
Well, I don't know. Let's see here. Something perky.
I'll work
ridiculous.
On that. And ridiculous.
No, I
can't. Perky and ridiculous.
You can't just do it off the cuff?
No. Well, I can. Dun, 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 dun.
It's time for another Clap Back with Chloe.
Another Clap Back with Chloe. Yay!
Welcome in, boys and girls. Clone Chloe didn't hold back on Tuesday after an Instagram user seemingly questioned why she wasn't photographed on the red carpet at Vanity Fair's after party.
Oh, come on now. Who cares?
Wait.
Who cares? This is not a fashion gala.
So Chloe was there, but not important enough to walk the red carpet? In the since-deleted comment, the user also claimed that Chloe seems to be the only Kardashian to have never attended the Met Gala.
Please, this is obviously a fan of Khloe's.
I don't know what on earth you're talking about.
Maybe it's Khloe who was posting this. I don't know. Maybe she was like, I want to get a little attention for myself because, you know.
Well, I don't know what on earth you're talking about and where you think you come up with these stories that you assume are facts. That's what Khloe said.
Oh, is that what she said?
Both your comments are untrue, babe.
They're untrue, babe. You know what? She was there. She was there. She was there. She
and
was
in
there.
Fact,
yeah.
Chloe did join sisters Kim and Kendall at the Vanity Fair party after attending Beyonce's and Jay-Z's after party. And as for the Met Gala, Chloe and Courtney have never been.
Did you see Kim's outfit for the Vanity Fair? She looked like a Smurf. She was head to toe blue.
Yeah.
Blue.
A very curvy Smurf.
Curvy Smurf. We're going to call her Curvy Smurf.
I'm a Smurf. What's her name?
There's only one female Smurf. Remember that?
Yes.
There's only one female. I don't want to even go there. Oh, my God.
I can't believe this, but I never once in my life thought about that.
What was her name? Her name was...
It doesn't matter now.
Doesn't matter now.
I don't know.
Ruined it for everybody.
Oh.
I have like a warped sense of whatever or Smurfette. That was her name.
Oh,
Smurfette. We should have known that. How sexist a name is that? How sexist a name, Smurfette? Really? Come on now. I wonder what pronoun she uses.
It could have been a Smurfette.
Well, I said she. Oops, sorry.
Whoops. A Smurfette could refer to a smaller Smurf or a younger Smurf.
Nah, it's because she was a girl.
There's a kid and a kidlet.
Because she was a chick. Anyway, so Smurfette.
Chick Smurf.
Kim was a Smurfette at the Vanity Fair. I'm hoping that the other sisters didn't wear matching outfits. All I'm saying. You know who wasn't there? Of course, was Halle Berry. I told you this because Halle Berry would have got up and slapped Will Smith for getting up and slapping Chris Rock. She might have actually sucker punched him. I'm thinking.
So she didn't. So she really didn't. Well, that's true. That is true. So she really didn't go to the Oscars.
Why should she go? She wasn't getting anything.
Well, I know.
You know, she'd make it an excellent seat filler. She would.
You know, you just move on.
More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.